This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January here of 2020. We're talking no other than Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. You can also find them on the CSE, the Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol NTAR. And I also believe they trade over there in the Frankfurt Exchange also under the ticker symbol N29. With us today is the CEO of the company and director, Mr. Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Everett.
You would have to be under a rock or maybe off on an island by yourself if you haven't heard what's going on in the world, the coronavirus, better known as the COVID-19. That being said, how is this affecting your business?
Yeah, I think even if you are under a rock, you still know about COVID-19. I mean, you know, it's a pandemic. You know, it's horrible for the people that are getting sick and affected by this. Obviously, it's a human tragedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but as far as Nextech goes, Nextech actually is benefiting and is in a great position to ride out this COVID-19 pandemic, and I'll tell you why. We have over $3 million in cash on hand, which means we're financially strong to weather this. We have multiple business segments that are benefiting from the new work from home and shop from home paradigm shifts that employers, businesses, governments, you know, pretty much everybody now is being forced to work from home and shop from home. The trend was already, you know, predated coronavirus, but now it's accelerated where, you know, maybe the trend was growing at 10-20% a year. Now it's just surging to, you know, 80% type of growth. And for us, you know, we have multiple business segments that are benefiting from that. We have an e-commerce business where we sell product online through Amazon, through our own website, through eBay. And those businesses are seeing an uptick this month, the month of March. We expect to be a record-breaking month in revenue for Nextech. Now, that's only one segment, Everett. Our other segment, which is our technology segment, is, you know, augmented reality, virtual reality. I mean, those businesses are exactly, you know, the thing that people are looking for when you talk about shop from home, work from home. Well, augmented reality allows you to remotely view a product in 3D and AR from home as if it's in the room with you. So, you know, it's unfortunate what's happening, you know, on a human level, but on a business,
right.
On a business level, Nextech is positioned in the right place at the right time.
Hey, Evan, let's stay with that theme just for a second. You talk about record revenue. Speaking of record revenues, February, and correct me if my metrics are wrong, but I think you guys took in $685,000 in the month of February, and that was about a 200%+ gain compared to last year's revenues. I mean, obviously, your product's in need. That kind of shows that it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, our trajectory is to be pushing, you know, $1 million a month in revenue in the near future, you know, meaning before the summer. You know, obviously, everything's very much uncertain with coronavirus. I'm not going to say that's a done deal, but the trajectory is there. And, you know, if we come out of the coronavirus in the fourth quarter, I wouldn't be surprised if we're doing $2 million a month.
Wow. Hey, making a new acquisition, you guys put out a press release basically about acquiring this virtual event, if you will. Bring us up to speed on what does that mean to you guys and why them?
Yeah, so it adds more fuel to the fire. I mean, everything we've been talking about plays into the current, again, work from home, shop from home environment. But when you think about corporations and governments and trade shows and the disruption that, you know, this virus has caused, think about the ability to have a virtual trade show. I think you and I met at a major trade show in Las Vegas.
Right? We did.
All right. Well, those things are not happening anymore. There are no more trade shows. There's no more large gatherings. So we're acquiring a company that allows you to have a virtual conference where you go in, everybody's recording. Instead of having a booth, you have videos in the booth, right? So you go, you log in, you know, you go to the exhibit hall,
right,
look for your booth. But instead of, you know, you're doing this all online, there's a video. That video is basically, you know, the booth, the guy in the booth talking to you about his product. The difference with Nextech is that we will be able to demo that product for you in 3D. You put your phone up to the screen, you're watching the video, and out pops the object.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, it literally pops into your room with you, and you're able to spin it in 3D, place it in your room in AR, and the guy on the screen is telling you about the product. So you're learning. It's as if you're there. It's as close.
Right, right. You're getting a full presentation.
Yeah, and so we're the only ones with that technology. We're about to integrate Zoom into this platform that we're acquiring. There's a lot of upside there, a lot of upside.
You know, at the time that the market is crashing, at least a 30% pullback, a lot of people are selling their shares, even CEOs. That's not the case with you guys over there. You started buying your shares and insiders started buying. What's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, 30%, that's for, you know, blue chip stocks like Verizon.
Right,
For the smaller cap stocks, you know, they're down 50, 60, 70%. I, you know, have been a buyer of our stock since the beginning, since the first private placement. I invested in Nextech. And when I see value, I step in. So I bought $100,000 worth of stock when the stock was $1.85. I bought another 100,000 shares through the exercise of some warrants. My average purchase for 200,000 shares in the last 30 days is $1.30. The stock is
wow.
Yeah, the stock is now trading at like, I don't know, like 50% below that. Yeah,
60 cents. Yeah, it's trading around 60 cents a share.
So, I mean, the opportunity is there. Obviously, I'm going to continue to be in the market. I'm not afraid to be buying my company. I understand everybody's liquidating, but we're not part of this. You know, we're not a restaurant getting shut down. We're not a hotel.
Right.
You know, we're not an airline. You know, so we're not part of that complex, which is, you know, getting absolutely destroyed and shut down. We're actually on the other side. We're our business is benefiting. I hate to say benefiting because it sounds like something bad, but I'm just trying to,
right,
you know, just trying to communicate that before this virus, before the pandemic, our business was doing well. With the pandemic, our business is doing even better. That's all, you know.
My guest today is Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO and director of Nextech AR Solutions Corp. Find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is NEXCF. Find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. Evan, I'm going to leave you with the last 45 seconds. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
The main thing is that, you know, if you buy good businesses, when this passes, and this is going to pass, this too shall pass, you will be rewarded financially. Cooler heads are going to prevail. In the end, you know, I've been through so many of these events that are scary as hell. And if you keep your cool and you buy good companies, you'll end up coming out the other side a winner.
I thank you for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Jolly.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.